Hebrews chapter 2. Since, therefore, the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, as the church moves closer and closer to the observance of the climactic events of the life of Jesus Christ in Holy Week, she focuses more intensely on who this Jesus is and what he did for us. The book of Hebrews, with these two verses, gets to the heart of the matter, both in regard to who Jesus is and what he would accomplish. First, it is revealed to us that Jesus partook of the same flesh and blood that we have. When he was born of the Virgin Mary, he did not have a different human nature from our own. He is true man, so that when we hear of his crucifixion, we will know that there hung one of us, united with us. We need to hear and believe this truth. The true humanity of Jesus Christ, who is also true God, is fundamental to knowing that the death of Jesus was a death intimately tied to our own existence. His coming to this world was not that of an alien intent on our destruction. Rather, he came as our brother. The Son of God, begotten from the Father from eternity, unites himself with the bloodline of our human race. A third century theologian summarized this union of God and man in the person Jesus Christ with this saying, "I am what I was. I was not what I am. Now I am said to be both." True God forever, yet now also true man. Our confession of this truth in our creeds and in our hymns ties us to countless of our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout the ages. As they looked to Christ, whether it was as they faced the martyrdom on the bloody sand of a Roman arena, or at the graveside of a loved one, or in their own moments before death, they knew Christ as we do, the Savior, the brother, the God-man who loved us through his own victorious death on our behalf. Now, this brings us to how these verses in Hebrews set before us the way of our deliverance. In these few verses, we have the word death used three times. It is well for us to be reminded that death lies at the heart of the way to our freedom and deliverance. Jesus partook of our flesh and blood so that he could die. He did so in order to destroy the power of death itself. And he would do this by destroying the very one who has the power of death, the devil. Death has a claim on us due to our sin, our rebellion against our Creator. We die because we are in Adam, in whom all humanity became subject to death. The devil delights in bringing up the specter of death before our eyes, using it to haunt us with its dark shadow and to taunt us with its power, which we cannot defeat. We are the ones, which our text from Hebrews describes this way, those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. We sing one of the hymn verses in "I Walk in Danger All the Way." You know, death doth pursue me all the way. Nowhere I rest securely. He comes by night, he comes by day, and takes his prey most surely. A failing breath, and I in death's strong grasp may lie to face eternity for aye. death doth pursue me all the way. Now, Satan is a cruel master. Martin Luther described the devil and his work this way. The devil is not only a liar, he's also a murderer. He constantly seeks our life and wreaks his anger whenever he can afflict our bodies with misfortune and harm. Hence, it comes that he often breaks men's necks or drives them to insanity, drowns some, and incites many to commit suicide and to many other terrible calamities. Therefore, there's nothing for us to do upon earth but to pray against this arch enemy without ceasing. For unless God preserved us, we would not be safe from him even for an hour. This is the one whose power Jesus came to destroy. And he would do so in a way that is still astounding to consider. Jesus destroyed death through death. His destruction of death would be accomplished through the apparent foolishness and weakness of his own death on the cross. The crucifixion of Jesus was the way to provide you and me escape and deliverance from death. But that remains the great stumbling block for the unbeliever. It is not a truth that many find something worthwhile. It is not one that is attractive in and of itself. We can't coerce anyone to believe it. But it is one we confess, regardless of how it offends human reason. God did not accommodate himself to our ability to comprehend his ways when he planned our salvation. He did the unexpected, going the way of the weak and the foolish, and yet showing himself wiser and stronger than any human, than any devil, than even death itself. The way of salvation provided by Jesus, his use of death to provide an end to death, and his victorious proclamation of victory by his resurrection from that death on Easter morning is the comfort for the believer when confronted with death here and now. It's why we can sing those wonderful words of the last stanza of the hymn, O Sacred Head Now Wounded. Be thou my consolation, my shield when I must die. Remind me of thy passion when my last hour draws nigh. Mine eyes shall then behold thee, upon thy cross shall dwell. My heart by faith enfold thee, who dieth thus dies well. Indeed, who dieth thus dies well. We cannot say that except through faith in Christ, our brother, with our flesh and blood, our God from all eternity. As you move through this last week before the church's observance of our Lord's victorious death on Good Friday, God, keep your eyes on the cross, on the one who is there for you, so that you may hear and believe his death defeated any eternal claim of death on you. It spent its might on Jesus and lost. Jesus took the best effort of death and won. Jesus himself, as Hebrews says, partook of flesh and blood that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. That is God's work of love for you. He delivered. Do not doubt, but believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may rise, and we pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you willed that your Son should bear for us the pains of the cross, that you might remove from us the power of the devil. Help us to remember and give thanks for our Lord's passion, that we may obtain remission of sin and redemption from everlasting death. Through the same our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.